99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. O.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. I got to give a shout out to, actually, we got a message from mom. She says, my daughter's turning 21 this quarantine. Can you give her a huge DJX shout out this Monday because she's so amazing? I named her after Ramsay's Cafe on the World after craving their Jamaican chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Is she named Ramsay's Cafe on the World? Is that her full name?
Maybe just Ramsay. but Ramsay's middle name, Cafe on the World? I don't know.
I love it.
But, yeah, she says she's... was a single mom up until this past October. So
congratulations
to her. And then shout out to Ramsay having a birthday today. So
she's adorable too. She sent a picture. She's gorgeous.
All right, there you go. And let's get to your feel good real quick. We do this every single hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So you're a dad. You've got three daughters.
I do have a dad. I do have three daughters.
You are a dad.
I am one of those two.
Yes. And I mean, obviously, you know, you'll probably do anything to make your daughters happy.
Right.
Especially on the birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So this one dad in Texas, his name's Julio, he drove over 1,100 miles round trip to give his daughter Chick-fil-A for her 19th birthday.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, this is amazing. He spent 17 hours in the car round trip only to spend 30 minutes with his daughter and drop off her favorite sandwich, which is a Chick-fil-A sandwich, by the way, with pepper jack cheese, buffalo sauce, and mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's a lunch tradition that they've shared every year on her birthday, but because he was concerned about coronavirus, he didn't go into her apartment. Instead, they ate their meals outside 6 feet apart.
Aww.
It's still adorable. Great pictures. He showed up with balloons and a sign and the whole thing. We'll tweet that out so you can see it. That's a dad's love right there.
There you go.
Would you spend 17 hours in the car to deliver lunch?
You know, I probably would.
You would?
Yeah.
Would they complain that it wasn't exactly piping hot?
Well, I would wait until I got to the city.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart. I hope he did, too.
I'm going to choose to think he did. Yeah, right.
That's a feel good.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us there. If you see something, you know, on Facebook that you think, oh, you want to sit, grab some popcorn, and just read the threads, screenshot it. Send it to us. We'll act it out.
The players in this one, Angie, Jill, and Chris. Ben plays Angie, starting this off. Wanting just a recommendation. You know, needs to go to the salon,
sure.
Get the hair done, doesn't want to wear the mask. Jill rolls in, I play Jill, and then Chris is kind of the mask police.
Okay.
Also played by Ben.
All right.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with...
Facebook Vice Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
Hello, ladies. Can you please recommend a hair salon that will not require wearing a mask? Thank you.
Try this one. Got your screenshot. They wear masks, but you don't have to, and Kevin is fantastic.
Will not require a mask? Why exactly do you want to go to a salon that isn't practicing safe protocols?
Why are you trying to judge her?
Uh-oh.
Spread love and kindness.
All right.
Okay.
This is where it starts.
All right, yes.
Also spread virus particles.
Very funny. I can almost feel your hateful germs spreading all over your hateful keyboard.
Wow. Whoa there, germ police. We are being asked to wear masks to protect other people from us. Wearing a mask is spreading love and kindness. Refusing to wear it is not. And I sanitize my keyboard every hour, thank you very much.
I believe I should be given the choice to wear a mask or not. Everyone is different. I don't judge. I have the right to not wear a mask.
You also have the right to swing your fist, but that right ends where my nose begins. You do not have the right to be a danger to others.
Human beings need to breathe oxygen, not their own carbon dioxaminide. I am not sick.
Wait. What did she say there?
Those are hard words to spell.
Hard words to spell, yeah. For sure. All right.
This whole thing really highlights the people who want all the benefits of living in a civilized society without having to follow any of the rules that keep it that way. If you don't want to wear a mask, you should stay in your house and keep your germs to yourself.
I feel like I'm suffocating in a mask! Just saying.
You do fear, Chris, and I'll do me. Well, I'm not sitting in the hair salon gasping for air through a mask.
Have fun getting your hair done at the expense of other people's lives.
Whoa.
hope it's worth it. And, well, judging by your tragic roots, it probably is because nobody should have to look at that hot mess.
Oh, Angie, I got this. Hey, Chris, do they make soundproof masks? Because I'll buy you 10.
Wow.
Wow.
So yeah, as you can see,
that's not helpful.
Hot button debate.
Yeah.
Spilling out on the pages of Facebook.
Let's respect everyone's decision, okay? Let's be nice. It's not good.
Be nice. Yes. I think that's the key. Whenever we do Facebook Fight Theater, it's just, hey, let's just be nice to one another, all right? That was Facebook Fight Theater. You know, a lot of supermarkets are having to kind of adapt with the coronavirus and trying to keep people safe. How they display their food, you know, directions that people are walking in aisles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So this one grocer in Missouri decided, well, I can't display salad buffet anymore.
Oh, the salad bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because like...
That's an unfortunate casualty.
Right. You know, like Kroger,
yeah,
they have it.
It's really good, too.
Yeah, like Whole Foods, that they have one as well.
That's probably not safe.
So what are you going to do with all that empty space? Fill it with airplane bottles of booze.
Get out.
Yeah. Like
Stop it.
The little 99-cent shooters.
They made it a booze buffet?
Yeah, a little booze buffet. They threw, you know, single cans of beer in there, too.
Oh, it's so great.
So this photo that has now gone viral, this shopper just comes in and says, check it out. This is my supermarket.
Yeah. You know? This is the most quarantine thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. So hey, you know what? You do what you got to do with the space.
The state of the world right now has gotten a ton of likes, gone viral on Twitter. And listen, maybe we should ask for other people. Have you seen something that's like so quarantine?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That is so quarantine.
Right, right, right.
Like, I'd love to see those pictures.
And I'd love to see if it goes back to normal after, you know, everything is lifted.
Oh, I hope so, because those salad bars are great.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe have half and half. Half salad bar,
half booze.
Half booze bar. we'll tweet out the photo.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJ K Show. We are streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJ. You can get us there too. All right, let's get to this. Every hour we do this, Feel Good, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelly K.
Super cute puppers to talk about with this one. There's a group of American soldiers stationed in Syria. They've adopted a stray dog.
Oh.
Harley is the name of the dog. She is adorable. They're raising money now to help bring her home to the U.S. So they found her, took her back to their base with them, started taking care of her. They're soon going to be headed back here home, and they don't want to leave her behind. So they plan to send her home with one of the soldiers, but they only have until June 6th to raise the $6,000 it's going to cost to bring her back to the U.S.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I'll tweet out the story if you want to investigate further, maybe, you know, help them achieve their goal and see Harley. Harley is super cute, too.
All right.
I mean, they give her a little bandana, got her a little leash. I mean, she's found a new home with these guys. So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, cool. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99. Can we get a little sports action? Sports.
Sports.
Okay, so like NBA, you know, not really doing much right now. How are these stars? And we're going to kind of combine this with our own little masked singer.
Uh-huh.
How are these stars biding their time?
Okay.
You know?
Wait a second, did he say poop come out?
Yeah, he said diapers today and I go away, how the poop comes out. So obviously his own little song there.
But it's got to get changed sometimes because it's nasty and it's gonna stink all the time.
Okay.
Okay, who is it? I give up.
All right.
Don't know. I can't. Who's behind the mask? Take it off.
Panel, time to see if any of you are right. It's time to take it off.
All right. Yes. Who is it? Oh, it's forward. Is he a forward? Point guard from the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. Oh my gosh. Steph Curry.
I did not see that coming.
No. So apparently, 4-minute video vlog of their quarantine life kind of showed Steph and a little fun moments between his wife, Aisha Curry, who, by the way, she has her own, like, vlog.
Yeah, absolutely.
That she gets tons and tons of hits on.
So he's kind of being a really hands-on dad.
Hands-on dad, mm-hmm. Right. Changing dirty diapers, kind of the struggle that all new dads or... go through, or dads of young children, young infant toddlers go through.
And listen, that's not for the weak at heart.
And I change and I change all day, probably 6, 7, 8. I don't know, it just stinks all day.
Is that like SWV's week? Is that the song he was trying to parody?
Maybe. Probably okay. 6, 7, 8 times all day. I don't know what it stinks all day.
Can't explain what your diaper does to me.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go. There you go.
Oh, wow. Wow. Slay.
There you go.
So talented.
Look at that.
That's up on the website, isn't it?
Yeah. WDJX.com. So if you are wondering how NBA stars are passing their time in quarantine.
Struggling through diaper changing and making up some street fire songs.
Diapers today and I go away, all the poop comes out.
Steph Curry for the win. There you go. That's sports on 99.7 DJX. Can we do a setting the bar here?
I think we should.
All right. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We always give these stories to you. We set the bar very low.
It's so low hurdle you can jump over.
Yeah, there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without lying to your boss to get some time off work, not too bad, right? Yeah. Sorry. Lying to your boss saying you have coronavirus.
Oh.
To get the time off work.
Yeah. That's a no-no.
And end up getting the feds involved.
What?
When your fake medical note raises red flags. You're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to Santuan. He left work back in March, said his mom was exposed to COVID, and then said, oh, yeah, guess what? I got it, too.
Oh, no. Okay. So this sounds like a perfect plan because this has affected a lot of people.
Absolutely it has. Sure. And maybe not necessarily something to joke about, as he found out the hard way.
Uh-huh. So when did this perfect plan start to unravel?
So it unraveled when, he falsified medical excuses to his company, which, by the way, Fortune 500 company.
Ooh, that's a big company.
Yeah, because they checked in on it.
Well, yeah. And I know I've gotten a doctor's excuse note before, and they tell you if you have test results. Like when you were tested for the flu, when I was tested positive for the flu, they put that on the medical excuse that I brought in.
Yeah. And so the feds ended up stepping in to investigate and found out he was making it all up.
Oh.
$100,000 it cost the company to sanitize the entire workplace, quarantine the other employees. He was charged with wire fraud. Well, I mean, it was probably good that they sanitized it anyways.
Well, sure.
But
he could say that. Say, you know what?
Yeah, sure.
You're welcome.
Right.
I've made the place a lot cleaner now and healthier for us all.
But this is not the way to go about it.
Okay.
This is what we're saying, all right?
How many people, though, seriously, honestly, how many people have, like... Oh, I'm feeling a little, I don't think I can make it in today.
Well, I admit that I've done that in the past, not, before coronavirus and all that.
Uh-huh.
I've
on an 80-degree day.
Like I've done,
I'm going to go hang out. It's too nice to go into work.
I'm real upset stomach.
Yeah.
Not feeling very well. I've got the sweats. Can you cover for me?
I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And then, you have an afternoon and you come back the next day. Yeah, it's a 24-hour thing. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a little bug.
Weird. Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah, this is not that level.
Not that level, not at all. No. So, Santuan charged with wire fraud there. So, yeah, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without lying to your boss, just so you can get some time off work. Gosh, I mess that up every time. Sorry. Lying to your boss saying you have coronavirus.
Right. Yeah. That's another level.
And getting the feds involved.
Yeah.
Another level yet again.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're doing okay.
Do you think he still has his job? It didn't really say that he was fired. I can't imagine, though, he's going to have a stellar review if they let him come back.
Sit down, Santuan. Let's talk about your performances. Yeah, right. That's Set of the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of Campbellsville University, brought to you by, and we feature the Feel Good every single hour here.
7-year-old Evelette Westhouse is in the spotlight of the Feel Good. She's from Michigan. She lost a tooth. She was playing with her cousin, accidentally bonked her wiggly tooth, pulled it out like a boss the same afternoon.
Wow.
And what happened next is what kind of made the story go viral. She had been hearing about all the germs in the pandemic, and her mom, Kayla, had been making masks for the community.
Gotcha.
So she said she did not want to leave the tooth out for the tooth fairy unless she knew that the tooth fairy would be properly protected with a mask of her own.
Oh.
So she asked her mom to make a tiny little mask.
For the tooth fairy?
For the tooth fairy.
Okay.
She said, I picked a white glittery fabric because it was like golden magic and pixies.
Sure.
Which you got to pick an appropriate fabric for the tooth fairy because she's magical.
Right.
The tooth fairy appreciated it.
Sure.
Left a note of thanks.
Yes.
It said, Dear Evelette, thank you so much for the mask. You're such a considerate young lady. I'm so happy to be able to help not spread germs as I go from place to place. I wanted to wish you a happy day and say thank you to your mom for making my mask. She seems like a really great mom. The best mom ever. Be sure to tell her that as often as you can.
Wow. Tooth Fairy's pretty...
She's throwing down some advice.
Yeah, she is.
She really likes that mom. She's like, hey, you really need to appreciate that mom.
What'd the Tooth Fairy slide her?
It didn't say. I don't know how much money she got, but
all right.
I'm sure it was a pretty penny. What's it going right now? Because my kids, they get quite a bit. It's like $5.
I don't know. I think it depends on the region you're in.
Inflation has really hit our household. I'll say that. Yeah. Adorable story, though, Evelette.
Yep.
I will tweet that at Ben and Kelly Hsu.
All the networks and everybody are kind of reaching for new content because
it's struggling
because there is nothing being produced because mm-hmm. people can't congregate, people can't get on set and shoot, you know, series and docuseries and all this stuff. So
everything's been remote.
Yeah. So now there is a CBS 1 hour special coming to us called Haircut Night in America.
Did you say haircut night? Is this people cutting hair?
It's celebrities cutting their own hair.
Oh, God. And they've made it a show?
They've made it a show. You've got Kelly Osbourne. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Olympian Lindsay Vonn. They're going to attempt to cut their own hair on CBS.
Are they going to have guidance? Are they doing YouTube tutorials? What's happening?
They are going to feature top stylists guiding the viewers, the celebrities, the healthcare workers,
giving them hot tips
on how to cut their own hair.
Now, as much as I want to make fun of this, I mean, I did actually
cut
my husband's hair on
yes.
Facebook Live, which is kind of like the same thing. So, who am I to judge? But this is kind of extra. So they're making a 1 hour special on TV.
This Friday.
Okay.
It's Friday
night.
All right,
I'm gonna set my DVR.
Hosted by Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Haircut Night in America.
Okay. What have they been up to lately?
Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine. Right? Like, we're at the point.
That's where we are.
In the quarantine where we are accepting.
This is entertainment.
Celebrities cutting their own hair.
Okay.
Yes, okay. This is entertainment.
I was going to say, I don't think they're going to be getting the likes of like Brad Pitt to agree to do this.
I can't imagine
anything.
So.
I think there's a certain level of celebrity. They'll be like, all right, I'll do it.
I mean, Kelly Osbourne's always been kind of free with her hair anyways.
Sure.
Changes her color a lot,
she's
her hairstyle.
She's adventurous.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Lindsay Vonn, she's an athlete. So I think she's kind of like out there too.
Well, and she's been on The Masked Singer, so she's kind of been doing this kind of thing.
So
putting herself out there.
I mean, look, you and I have already spent 2 minutes talking about it.
Yes, we have.
So
okay.
We're just as guilty.
Appointment viewing for you? Are you gonna set the reminder?
I might miss this one.
Really?
I might miss this one. I might miss it.
That's
I might
shocking.
Dive back into The Mandalorian or
for the 18th time.
Or The Octonauts, season 1.
The Octonauts! Creature Report!
I know.
Creature Report!
So there we are!
All right,
that's
the state of our entertainment.
Yep. Can we do a setting the bar here?
Yes, we should.
All right, setting the bar, stories that just make you feel better about your own life because you're not these people, all right? Mm-hmm. So if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a coronavirus-themed birthday party with 400 people in a warehouse, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's frowned upon right now.
They're like, I need to get out and party.
Yeah, Corey,
Apparently, Corey did too.
Corey was having his 37th birthday. And so at the last minute, he decided to invite some friends to this secret location. So it rained, however, on his big night. So it kept some of the people away. Frustrated, Corey was like, you know what? I'm going to have a second round the next day. So he invited hundreds of people. Like 300 to 400 people filled the warehouse next day. I don't know 10 people that would come to a party.
Yeah, no, that was lit.
Corey is the director of operations and founder of Whiskey Gardens Turtle Races, which is a company that literally holds turtle races.
Oh, wow.
I know.
All right, so he's used to planning parties.
Right, and so he's planning parties, and all the bars were closed, so he's like, I'm going to have my own.
Okay.
And I need to get out and party.
Sure. Woo! Got it.
Yeah.
But now, right now. It's not good.
Not right now. No. So he broke open a coronavirus-themed pinata filled with mini bottles of Rumplemints. Photos from the party showed crowds of people packed together to take the picture.
Oh, wow.
Obviously not socially distant.
No.
Not being very socially responsible.
Sure.
Hopefully everybody's okay that comes out of that.
Uh-huh.
And Corey, again, when asked, if the bars don't open back up soon, would he have another party? Corey said,
"And like I need to get out and party, woo!"
That's Everybody said, "Yeah."
Yeah, that's not actually Corey, but we're assuming that's probably what he would say.
Probably.
So again, setting the bar. You know, we can all have fun. We can celebrate birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it socially responsible.
Yeah.
Corey is showing us how not to do it.
Don't do that right now. Frowned upon. Okay.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a coronavirus-themed birthday party with 400 people in a warehouse, you're doing okay.
He sounds fun, though, and I kind of want to check out the turtle races.
The turtle races?
Yeah, right. The turtle races. It feels
good. Well, feel goods. Do these every hour. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So grab the tissues for the ugly cry on this one, okay? Are you ready? Okay. I mean, I know it takes a lot to make you cry.
Okay.
This might hit you in the feels.
All right.
So there's an Instagram post from Humans of New York.
Mm-hmm.
This woman says when she was 5, her future dad met her mother. They had been working at an auto shop, airbrushing designs onto the side of vans. But to support the family, he became a cop. He built a small art studio in the back of their house. He had dreams of kind of going back to that when he retired, pick up his painting again. He completed a single painting in it, an image of Sting, the singer Sting.
Okay.
Okay, frontman of the Police, old band, copied from an album cover.
Okay.
Later on, he's diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, which became so severe he couldn't hold a paintbrush anymore.
Oh.
So the woman came across the painting when they were kind of going through her dad's possessions in his final days. She said, "What should I do with this?" His response was immediate. She said, "Give it to Sting." Sting needs this.
All right.
Right? So she said they all kind of started laughing, but Dad got serious. His eyes narrowed. He looked right at me and said, "Give it to Sting." So she said, "I guess that's my final assignment." So obviously the post caught the attention of Sting's daughter, who got in touch with the woman and helped grant his wish.
Wow.
How amazing is that?
That is pretty cool.
Sting got that painting. Look, the only one he ever did.
That is so cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Yeah, that's good.
What's your tingly level?
Tingles are good.
Moistness in the eyes?
No, I mean, that's fine, but I got tingles in my nips. Is that good? Is that good? Is that the scale you're wanting for?
That's not what I was going for.
Oh.
I was just trying to make
Hey, look, Kelly, people react.
Verklempt.
People react to stories in different ways.
Oh, my God. That was a feel good, and it just took a sharp left turn. I don't know where we are now. I don't know where we are.
All right, that's your feel good.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.